Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I just don't see them being able to do that at the level they need to do it to beat Georgia. So I know it's a home game, and I know Bo Nix has been great at home, but I think that's sort of a false narrative. He's been good at home because he hasn't played good defenses at home. He's played really good secondaries on the road, and that's why he struggled, and he's going to see that against Georgia this week.
Barron, thank you very much. Great stuff. I really do appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week.
All right. Thanks, Jeff. My pleasure.
That is Barrett Sully. When we come back, Chris Harrington will join us and talk. We'll talk to him about Ja Morant and the rampaging Memphis Grizzlies. It's Jeff Cockett Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett, WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Hewlett and Dunn, nestled on Old Town Square in Collierville, has 4,000 square feet of the largest boot selection in 200 miles. International boot legends Luke Casey, Double H, Red Wing, Ariat, Justin, and Tony Lama. Hewlett and Dunn has rubber hunting boots by Dryshod and recently has expanded the selection of safety work boots. Filson Honey Gear, biggest selection in three states, and now carrying Duckhead. Western Wear hunting attire, jeans, belts, hats, and more at 111 North Center Street, Collierville on Old Town Square. You need to stop by Hewlett & Dunn? You bet your boots.
You can win a trip to the Super Bowl in the $150,000 NFL Pick'em promotion at Horseshoe Tunica, September 3rd through December 29th. Select your free pick every Tuesday through Sunday for a chance to win a share of $5,000 weekly. Be one of the top 10 guests at the end of the regular season and receive a share of $65,000 in prizes, with the top prize of two tickets to Super Bowl 54. And $20,000 in cash.
Horseshoe Tunica, official sponsor of the NFL. Must be 21 or older to gamble. Know when to stop before you start. Gambling problem, call 1-800-522-4720.
Did you know nearly 40% of men under 40 and over 75% of men over the age of 40 experience sexual performance concerns? At the Memphis Men's Clinic, their experienced physician performs a comprehensive evaluation that determines which specific issues may interfere with your sexual performance. These issues can vary and range from anxiety to medical issues, low testosterone, or erectile dysfunction. The Memphis Men's Clinic has evaluated hundreds of men of all ages over the years and reestablished a normal sexual life. The Memphis Men's Clinic will work aggressively to resolve issues and allow you to restore your sexual health and overall well-being. That's the Memphis way. If you're 20 years old or 90 years old, come and get cared for the Memphis way. Treatment that's based on your specific needs after a professional clinical evaluation by their experienced board-certified physician. Call the Memphis Men's Clinic today at 901-443-0475 or visit memphismensclinic.com.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station, covering all the James Wiseman breaking news.
Robbie Hummel was here on Friday as it was all unfolding. He played at Purdue. Now he's doing college basketball work for ESPN. It must have felt surreal.
It was the most bizarre game I've ever been a part of, as a player, commentator, spectator, whatever. Just starting to shoot around, start seeing on Twitter that James Wiseman is ineligible.
92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Chris Harrington thing.
Now it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m. Brought to you by the attorneys of Thomas White and Gill. Find them online at memphisfamilylaw.com.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to?
That, of course, is Shoot Your Best Shot by Pat Benatar, a long-distance dedication to Ja Morant, who did just that at the end of the Grizzlies Hornets game tonight.
Let's turn off the music. We may have to try Chris again. We have we have a, let's just say, an iffy connection with Chris. So are you calling him back? I guess he's calling him back. He's calling Chris back. We're going to try again with Chris. Speaking of the long-distance dedication, John Morant obviously wins it last night for the Memphis Grizzlies, 119-117, as is continue his brilliant rookie year. Chris rejoins us now. All right, Chris, what'd you think of that?
The game?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I mean, it was
sensational, yes.
Terrible shot. Good win on the road. It was the first game where Morant and Jaren Jackson really both, I think they're saying were productive above their norms in the same game. But you saw a little bit more interaction between them than you've seen before, so it was good stuff all around.
Yeah, we're losing. What are we going to do here, Jeffrey? What is your suggestion? What is your suggestion? See, there's no landlines in the world anymore. We don't have landlines, right?
Y'all do at the Daily Memphian. Chris, are you at your office?
Do you have a landline?
I am at the office.
Okay.
All right. I'm going to try the
spot.
Yeah,
we're
going to
try something else here. We're going to, because you're still breaking up. So we will endeavor to get back to Chris in a moment. I have a Twitter follower who was, Jessica Benson was nice enough to fill in when I was in Portland on Tuesday, and I was on Twitter, and someone said, I happened to catch Jessica Benson on Twitter, on the Jeff Calkins show. She's unbelievable, and why doesn't she have her own show? I agree with all of that. The person also said, I really only listen to the Jeff Calkins show for Chris Harrington, and so he tunes in every day. I don't want to disappoint him. So, Chris, you're back.
I'm back.
Oh, listen to you. That's fantastic.
See, we used this landline for a while when I was in the office, and then it wasn't working one day, and we stopped doing it. Maybe we should just go back to this.
Maybe you should just go back to this. You sound much better right now. It is sort of – the timing's nice that you get Mike Conley coming back tomorrow night. I think it's tomorrow. I lose track of days. Mike Conley coming back tomorrow night as we have John Morant on our hands. If I had asked you before the season began, if I had said John Morant will have a career as good as Mike Conley's, or you can take what's behind door number two, before you'd seen him play a minute, would you have taken that?
This is similar. This is sort of kind of what I'm writing about today, either for this afternoon or tomorrow morning, depending on when I get it done. I'm not just writing about that, but that's an element in what I'm writing. The answer is yes, I would have taken that. And I still think, by the way, I think through 10 games, John Morant has demonstrated he has a higher ceiling than Mike Conley. But it would still be a good outcome if he had a career as good as Mike Conley.
So would you take it still? You would still take it. I wouldn't take it because of the
higher
ceiling.
No, I'm not saying I would take it, but I'm not saying I would take it, but I'm saying you shouldn't assume that he has demonstrated he can be better. You shouldn't assume that over the course of a career he will be. That is not guaranteed. Mike Conley has had a hell of a career.
Right. There's several things that factor into that. Of course, injury among them. I guess my point is that before the season began, there was a much lower floor for John Morant. We didn't know what he could be. There was a ceiling, but we now have a higher floor, it feels like, and a lower ceiling, and a higher ceiling. We have a higher floor and the whole thing. We've ratcheted up everything with John Morant such that I wouldn't take it now because there's this possibility that he could be one of the five best players in the NBA.
We were in such a rush all the time.
Fifteen best players.
That's a more reasonable thing to say. I'll put it this way. Before the season started, I pulled out this sort of group of players that when you think about John Morant's rookie season, this is sort of your control group or whatever. This is your group to compare it to.
Right.
And it's the other players who were top five picks, point guards over the last dozen years or so. And those players in terms of their rookie seasons were in tiers, right? And the second tier was the Mike Conley tier, the D'Angelo Russell tier, the De'Aaron Fox tier. And there were players lower than that. And I suggested that, like, you know, you're, in terms of an expectation before you've ever seen John Morant play, like, it's that second tier. It's okay if he was a Mike Conley rookie right. season, a De'Aaron Fox rookie season, a D'Angelo Russell rookie season, and builds from there. He's not having that rookie season. He's having the Kyrie Irving, more like the Kyrie Irving, Derrick Rose kind of rookie season. And so I think what he's done is put himself in that group of players. And one of the things I wrote, I did the my annual 10 takes column yesterday, and I pointed out, like, the whole, like, you know, 20 points, 5 assists, 50% shooting, only him and Michael Jordan. Well, he quickly, like, dashed that away with those two bad right. games. But if you think of that, if you lower that just a little bit, 15 points, 5 assists, 45% shooting, that doesn't sound like that extravagant. The only true guards, 6'5 and shorter, real guards over the past 20 years who have hit those averages as a rookie are Derrick Rose, Steph Curry, and Kyrie Irving. And I think that's now my expectation for John Morant, is to hit that.
I have to interrupt for one second here. GP just tweeted out that a source has told CBSSports.com that a resolution with James Wiseman, an announcement, could come within minutes. So
right.
there we have it.
You need to let me go?
No. We'll.
I'd also like to remind that 92.9 Breaking News is powered by Radio.com Sports, and it's brought to you by Indeed. Post
there
a job
go.
Today.
Listen to that.
At Indeed.com/hire.
If it comes out, Chris, we will then let you go, and we will tell the people that the within minutes. If it comes out within minutes, we will let people know what it is. So do not. We will entertain you with more discussions of John Morant as we wait for this resolution to be announced. It would be nice to watch him play basketball. By the way, John Hollinger was in Portland the other night, Chris, and he said that the entire brain trust from the Warriors was there to watch James Wiseman. We do not need that, by the way. We do not need the Warriors getting James Wiseman.
No, I agree.
Okay. Back to this, to John Morant. Partly we're in a hurry because he's in a hurry. I understand. Like, he is.
Well, you gotta understand. Yes. He could have an incredible career. He could be everything you dream of and not be a top five player in the NBA.
Right. Yes.
Like top five is
top
like
five.
Extremely high. 15.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Top 15. We'll say. And again, there's no. If you pointed out many, I thought the point that you made in your piece. 10 takes and 10 thoughts after 10 games was, and we say this all the time, but that that we were prepared to discard Marco. He was a bad signing 5 games
right.
ago. Now he is great. People were ready to trade Jaren Jackson Jr. 3 games ago. Now he's now everyone could all they could talk about his release on that 3-pointer from the corner, which was fabulous.
Right.
And John Morant was great. And then, I mean, that is, and yet it feels like with all of this, like you made an interesting point that not only does it look like they have might have some of the stars in place, they kind of have the interesting role players in place.
If you reached into the future and took the 23-year-old Jaren Jackson and the 23-year-old John Morant that we think they'll be when they're 23 and just pulled them back and put them on this team might be a playoff team. And so I'm not saying like the secondary players they have now are going to be their secondary players in 3 years, because some of them won't be. They'll be, you know, they'll be trades, they'll be whatever. It'll shake up. But theoretically speaking, and I do believe this, what I wrote, they are like a couple years of positive development from Morant and Jackson, and probably one more frontline player. Like, I think you've got sort of this good batch of secondary players. You have the two, you know, stars to be. You know, Brandon Clark is probably somewhere in between. I think you probably need one more player, even if everything else pans out. You probably need one more player who is either at the Ja Jaren level or somewhere between that and the Brandon Clark level, like another like true core player. But they may only be like natural development and one more player away from the team that could be a playoff contender. Yeah.
Chris, now we'll let you go.
All right.
We'll talk to you more about this tomorrow. But we do have more on this Wiseman stuff. That is Chris Harrington. Now Shams has followed up GP's tweet. GP said an announcement could be made within minutes. And Hit,
Shams said that James Wiseman
has withdrawn his lawsuit. Memphis,
correct.
James Wiseman, a potential number overall pick, has withdrawn his lawsuit against Memphis and the NCAA and is waiting an NCAA resolution. So essentially, as we have indicated, settlement talks were the right thing to do. Randy Fishman indicated it here on this show on Monday, and it's very clear that a settlement has, as we have urged all along, has been reached. We will learn the contours of that settlement. And so here's what we're going to do. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to make a phone call or two, and we will see what we can do. And we'll continue to follow other people's reporting, but I may do a little reporting on my own as well. So we'll be back in a minute. It is the Jeff Calkins Show. Breaking news, James Wiseman, a resolution apparently has been reached. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Guess what?
What?
Xfinity Internet. Internet's better because it streams better. Introducing Xfinity Flex, a personalized streaming dashboard that puts all your favorites in one place so they're not scattered across a bunch of apps.
Nice.
Plus, it has over 10,000 free shows and movies.
Even nicer.
And it's all searchable with the Xfinity voice remote, so you can search less and watch more. It's not just easy.
It's effortless.
And it gets better.
No.
Yes, because it's not expensive. It's included with Xfinity Internet for no additional cost.
Wow.
You can say that again.
Wow.
Get internet that internet's better. Now that's simple, easy, awesome. Get Xfinity Internet for $20 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And add a Flex 4K streaming device on us. Go to Xfinity.com/Flex, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Ends 1-7-20. Restrictions apply. New performance starter internet customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Right now, Choate's is offering awesome specials on new tankless water heaters and select Carrier HVAC systems. If you are tired of running out of hot water in your tub or shower and wasting money on utilities, it may be time to go tankless. Call this week to receive 18 months no-interest financing, plus a $200 credit for your old tank water heater. If your AC or furnace is on its last leg, turn to the experts with Carrier and Choate's and receive up to 72 months no interest financing or $1,650 back in cool cash rebates. And Choate's will give you a free tablet to watch your new Wi-Fi smart thermostat start saving you money. Better hurry, these specials won't last long, so call us at 901-347-8086. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Again, we have breaking news here on 92.9 FM ESPN. It's powered by Radio.com Sports. It's brought to you by Indeed. You can post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Lawyers for potential number one pick and, of course, Memphis Tigers star James Wiseman have issued the following statement on withdrawing the lawsuit against the NCAA and the University of Memphis. Quote, "It has become clear to Mr. Wiseman that the lawsuit he filed last week has become an impediment to the University of Memphis in its efforts to reach a fair and equitable resolution with the NCAA concerning his eligibility status. Therefore, Mr. Wiseman advised his legal team that he wished to withdraw his lawsuit. There will be no further comment at this time." That statement comes from Ballin, Ballin, and Fishman, and Faris, Faris, and Faris. Again, breaking news here on 92.9 FM ESPN. James Wiseman has withdrawn his lawsuit against the NCAA and the University of Memphis in hopes of finding a solution to his eligibility issue. We will be discussing it more here on the Jeff Calkins Show momentarily.
This is Gary Parrish. The Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar is a great place right next to the University of Memphis campus on the Highland Strip. And if you have an event, a birthday party, a wedding party, a graduation party, any kind of party, book some space at the Bluff. You can rent out any part of the Bluff, the front to the back to the mezzanine, and the place is big enough to accommodate 600 people. They can cater the event for you, or you can provide your own catering. Terrific rates, and you can trust that someone on staff is going to be on site to make sure your event is perfect. TheBluffMemphis.com and click the Host Your Event tab to get it booked today. TheBluffMemphis.com.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station.
You can't argue the way that the NCAA behaved is appropriate, the way that they changed their mind or the way that they did it at the last minute or the way that they're not telling him what the punishment will be or whatever else. But on the merits of the case, it's a much closer call than the Derrick Rose one. Shirley Raines was not a fighter. They did not have a fighter in place then. Now they have a fighter as a basketball coach, and they have a fighter as a president.
92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis versus the NCAA.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Ladd's for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new club car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Ladd's, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at laddsonline.com.
Ladd's, up your life with Ladd's. Ladd's, up your life.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. And right now, get your first online visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/joy. Sure beats paying for an in-office doctor's appointment, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need to deal with awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe the medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's 4hims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
A new era in Memphis basketball with Penny Hardaway.
University of Memphis.
The Grizzlies Western Conference Finals.
Believe Memphis, the Memphis Grizzlies are going to the Western Conference Finals.
Now ushering in a new era of youth and grind. Mike Norvell and Tiger football. The SEC and college football. Memphis 901 FC. The Redbirds. A world golf championship. Celebrating a decade as the number one voice in Memphis sports. This is Memphis's 92.9 FM ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Jeff Calkins Show. Robert Aaron Jewelry's the place to go for engagement rings. Now is the time, by the way, holidays coming, to buy an engagement ring. And hearing all the time, buy it here, this is the place. No, go to Robert Irwin. It's a different kind of a place. They all say they have gold, great selection, great prices, all that. Only at Robert Irwin has the perfect ring guarantee. You pick the diamond, pick the setting, design the perfect ring. But if within a year, if you want to return it, maybe she says no. Maybe whatever. Maybe it's not perfect. Maybe it's not perfect. We return it for a full price within a year. You can also, by the way, if your ship comes in later, you want to trade it in, you can trade it in. Pay only the difference. Robert Irwin Jewelers also, price guarantee on loose diamonds. They have the perfect diamond no matter your budget. I've talked to Howie about this before. He doesn't think, honestly, you should break your go into debt to buy a diamond on the cusp of getting married. You should be reasonable about this. It's Robert Irwin Jewelers, the only place to go. RIJewelers.com. They have four convenient locations. All right, so we are on top of, there is breaking news as we speak, and it is that the James Wiseman situation has very clearly settled. We do not know the contours of that settlement. I made two phone calls during the break, and while I did confirm that it has settled, I have not was not in that brief amount of time able to get the contours of the settlement yet. We will be remain on the air here. We will bring you anything that anyone else reports about this, about what the contours of the settlement are. Over at Ballin and Fishman. So what's the name of the firm?
Yes, Ballin and Fishman, and they also have also working on that case was Faris.
Right, and Faris, Steve Faris, they are also involved in the case. They have released a statement.
Indeed, they have.
And let's go right there. This is a statement from Ballin and Fishman.
Quote, "It has become clear to Mr. Wiseman that the lawsuit filed last week has become an impediment to the University of Memphis in its efforts to reach a fair and equitable resolution with the NCAA concerning his eligibility status."
There you go. And so they have withdrawn the lawsuit.
Indeed.
You know why you withdraw a lawsuit?
You withdraw a lawsuit because you reach a settlement.
Yeah, exactly. You withdraw a lawsuit because you no longer need the threat of the lawsuit. And so what clearly happens here is, and basically, I have told you all along that while others were offering doomsday scenarios or triumph scenarios, that we're going to turn over the NCAA and the double NCAA as we know it. Memphis is going to be hit by a bag of hammers. The truth is that that both sides here wanted a resolution, and it only made sense to have a resolution. And that honestly, James himself, he's got 1 year of college basketball. He just wants to James does not want to be the focal point of a controversy that sweeps the nation. He wants to be known for his basketball ability, not for taking on the NCAA. And so it made all the sense in the world. And the truth is that there was a lot of Memphis's crazy talk here when they filed the lawsuit. I don't know. Again, we'll see what the contours of this settlement are, right? And that will tell the tale. But just right from the where I stand right now, which I can prepare to reevaluate in 30 seconds if once we learn what the resolution is, looks like it worked to me.
I mean, just based on the optics, I agree. I won't make a comment whether
we can't definitively decide. Listen, if in the end what's happened is we learn that James isn't playing the rest of the year and Memphis has gotten a 2-year postseason ban as part of the settlement, then I won't say it worked.
Correct.
That seems unlikely. And my understanding is that from the outset, while the rest of the world was wringing their hands, that discussions were amicable between the NCAA, that there was a real clear sense on the part of the NCAA that they wanted a resolution, and a very clear sense on the part of Memphis and James Wiseman that they wanted a resolution. It's one reason why if you looked at everyone else was talking about revolution Friday when James played, if you actually stopped and read the Memphis statement, Memphis statement was almost obsequious in the sense of how deferential it was. It said we were going to sit him until the TRO was granted. Until the TRO was granted, we were going to sit him. Now that it's granted, we're no longer going to sit him, but we would like to reach a quick resolution. Randy Fishman came on with us Monday and said, I'm happy to talk. I think between now and Monday, we will talk. This is always where this pointed. This University of Memphis has now released a statement on this, and this is the statement from the University of Memphis Athletics Department. University of Memphis student-athlete James Wiseman has decided to withdraw his lawsuit against the NCAA and the university. The university supports the decision as it believes it is in James and the men's basketball team's best interest to resolve his eligibility issue expeditiously through the NCAA process. In order to move the matter forward, the university has declared James ineligible for competition and will immediately apply for his reinstatement. Pending that notification, James will be withheld from competition but will continue to practice with the team. The NCAA is fully aware of the unique nature and challenges in this particular case. That's key language right there, ladies and gentlemen. And the university is confident that the NCAA will render a fair and equitable decision consistent with this mission. Okay, well, this is excellent. I need this back. I need to keep this. Can I keep this? I'm talking to Jonah here. Jonah wants his phone back. I'm reading from Jonah's phone. So let's look at that statement. You're saying, oh, my goodness, what is happening here? They're declaring James ineligible, and they're asking him to go through the proper channels.
Correct.
Oh, my God, that's complete capitulation on the part of the they're doing what they should have done last Friday, complete capitulation on the side of the University of Memphis. That's how one might read that, right?
Right. I would also argue,
if you don't read what follows, here you go. The key is the last paragraph. The NCAA is fully aware of the unique nature and challenges in this particular case, and the university is confident that the NCAA will render a fair and equitable decision consistent with its mission. So what the NCAA wanted was say, yo, we'll work this out, but you can't be suing us, and you've got to go through the processes. Go ahead, declare him ineligible, and apply for reinstatement. And then university says, okay, fine, we'll do that, but we want some assurance that you're not going to destroy us here. And so they get that assurance, and the assurance is, which is in the release, that they recognize the unique circumstances of this case and that there will be a fair and equitable resolution. I think the University of Memphis knows full well what the resolution will be. They are going through the proper. Do you read it the same way?
I do not think that James would have withdrawn his lawsuit if they did not have the framework of what becoming ineligible and then applying for reinstatement would be.
All right. Call up the Memphis schedule. Because what this means is that he will almost certainly not play Saturday. Because two things will happen. He will either they either will have not announced the resolution by then, in which case he will be ineligible pending resolution, or they will have announced the resolution by then, which will include a suspension, which will include Saturday's game. James Meisman will almost certainly not play Saturday. What else? Let's look at the schedule going forward from Saturday.
On the 20th of this month.
Is that the next game?
Correct. Arkansas, mm-hmm. Little Rock.
Okay.
The 23rd.
I suspect he will not be playing in that game either. The next one?
The next one is the 23rd against Ole Miss at home.
I'll be surprised if he plays in that game. Don't you think?
I agree.
I think in the end they're going to have to try to beat Ole Miss without James Wiseman. Next one?
The 28th in Brooklyn against NC State.
I think that's an interesting one. I think he plays.
So you think this will be simply a three-game suspension?
Is that three? Yes, I think it'll be a three-game
Saturday,
suspension.
Saturday.
If I was literally, I'm wild guessing now, right?
Well, that's what we do here.
Yes. Live sport. Let's bring Jonah back, too. Jonah, Jonah's back in studio. Keep looking at the schedule. When do you think James plays again? Keep going. After Ole Miss, what's next?
I'll ring up his schedule too.
Ole Miss would be three.
The Ole Miss is would be
if you have three games, you correct. Come back. Ole Miss is the fourth game.
No, Ole Miss is the third game.
Ole Miss is the third game.
NC State.
I'm sorry. Yeah,
the
NC
fourth.
State. That's what I mean.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. So NC State's the fourth game.
Then Bradley.
Bradley.
Oof. Would be the fifth game.
Uh huh.
UAB is the sixth.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is the seventh.
I don't think he's back then.
You don't think he's back for Tennessee?
I think it'll be eight games minimum.
I think it'll be at the minimum eight games. I think it'll go from anywhere from.
I think you guys are wrong, but I hope
eight to 12.
I hope you're wrong.
Do you think we're wrong, or do you know we're wrong?
Do you know for a fact that I'm wrong?
No. Sometimes I know. Jeffrey.
Georgia. I think he's back.
Sometimes
for Georgia.
I know. I think he's back. I don't. Here's my reading of that statement by the University of Memphis. Is that this is not a garden variety $11,500 case. They understand this is unique. He didn't pay for him to come to play at Memphis. He played for him to come and play at East. And he was not the coach at the time. He was not affiliated at the time. This is not a guy getting $11,500 to come play for Memphis, in which case it would be the standard, what, nine games?
Correct. For the record, he moved to Memphis to be closer to his sister.
I know, but forget that. Let's lay that aside for a moment. So let's lay that aside for a moment. So what I believe is that typically this would be a nine-game thing, except for this is, quote, that's if it wasn't unique. So since it is unique, it'll be less than nine games, and my suspicion is
the standard.
He will absolutely play for against Tennessee, and I think he'll play against on Thanksgiving.
So I need to go back. I'd have to go back and look at that BYU case, see what. But the standard is not just nine games. It's 30%. I'm pretty sure. I think it's 30% of the games.
Right.
Which would put Memphis at 10.
Yeah. Yes.
Nine or 10.
That's fine.
My question to you, Jeff, is because I don't know. Is there an additional penalty for playing a player? If they deem him ineligible, is there an additional penalty?
I don't think they will.
You don't think so?
I don't think. Well, I mean, the NCAA can do whatever it wants,
yes.
But this is a negotiation. This is very clearly the result of a negotiation.
I mean, but who has more leverage in the negotiations?
I think they both have leverage here. I honestly think that the University of Memphis, I've said this all along, everyone was disagreeing. What incentive does the NCAA have to settle this lawsuit? I heard that time and time again. And I'm like, they want James to play. They don't want the PR hit. And I think we're seeing that play out. I said all along they were having discussions, and they will have discussions. And I think we've seen that. The idea that the NCAA, which is already under attack, is and literally everyone nationally who has talked about this is let the kid play.
For the most part.
Everyone except for Seth Davis, as far as I can tell, is let the kid play. I think Memphis. Yeah, ultimately, if the NCAA wanted to play this out, the NCAA had the leverage. But Memphis, to be clear, Memphis, it looks like, I'm not saying for sure, but it looks like Memphis played this right. And so people who are ripping Memphis for not doing what Ohio State did, right?
Yeah.
That presumes that Memphis is like Ohio State. I think Memphis is fair to think, listen, Ohio State is the number two football team in the country. We get different rules than Ohio State. Just because they trusted the process doesn't mean that Memphis, by the way, Memphis trusted the process when it comes to Derrick Rose. They trusted the process. Where has trusting the process ever gotten the University of Memphis? Memphis is not Ohio State. They didn't trust the process. They said, we're going to force the process, file the lawsuit, created leverage for themselves. And the reason that we have a settlement now is because they didn't want the NCAA didn't want this lawsuit to go forward. I think the University of Memphis created the leverage here filing the lawsuit. And everyone who is ripping him for it, it appears, now maybe we'll learn that he's going to sit out the whole year, but it appears that the people who were ripping the University of Memphis for doing this appears wrong.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see once the settlement comes down, but I don't know. I mean, it's such an odd situation because it doesn't seem like, I mean, they broke a rule, and it doesn't seem like to me.
Right. It's working for them. It's working for them. They created the leverage. They created the leverage, and they created the leverage, and now we have a settlement as a result. I think it's completely evident that the NCAA did not want to have a hearing on the injunction Monday, which is why we have this settlement right now. And so who created that leverage?
Yeah.
The University of Memphis created that leverage.
What was the step after if it had gone to Monday and they had gotten
then
the injunction?
Could have been indefinite. Like at that point, the injunction.
And he could have played the rest of the year.
Yeah, could have played the rest
and
of the year.
And this would have lasted until there was another
nobody
court.
Wants this.
No.
And so, I don't know. Jeffrey, is there any more news? Do we have any more news? Any additional thoughts on this?
No, there's still no more news. I think you have to look at it from the framework that Jeff has somewhat laid out. One of the very first statements we saw from the University of Memphis stated that they are looking for a fair and equitable resolution. And they did not believe, based on the information they were getting from the NCAA, that was the case.
They didn't think they were going to get a fair and equitable.
Now they filed the lawsuit.
And lawsuit has very clearly.
And the statement from the University of Memphis included fair and equitable. So you have to make the presumption that they have reached an agreement that was not offered previously and that is satisfactory to Memphis.
Jay Billis.
I should rephrase that. one can reasonably make that.
Jay Billis just tweeted the NCAA told Memphis and James Wiseman's attorney that it could not reach a resolution with Memphis with a lawsuit pending. That is the reason for Wiseman taking a non-suit in the action. So why could they have not done that? I don't understand that.
Oh, like, well, they could. They're just not going to.
They're just not
that's
going to.
Language.
Okay.
But they're saying what they're saying. And here would be
that
the question.
That proves Jeff's point.
Yes and no is what it could mean. Is let's take your NFL team that says we're not negotiating.
Now we're talking.
Sometimes NFL teams say we're not negotiating till you report to camp.
Correct.
Right?
Okay.
And so before we even have a discussion, you have to report to camp because we're not going to talk to you till you report to camp. And if that and so the player reports to camp, it's possible. The least favorable way to look at this from the University of Memphis is that this is that situation, and the NCAA is playing hardball and saying, we aren't going to talk to you. We're not going to resolve this until you, quote-unquote, report to camp, meaning drop the lawsuit.
Correct.
And so you erase what just happened this week. You go back to square one. This is the argument that Memphis made a mistake argument, right? And you go back to square one, and then we'll talk. But right. You got to drop the lawsuit first. You got to come into camp, right? The other way to look at it. So it could be that, in which case no understanding has been reached, and there is, we're not going to talk to you about an understanding until you drop the lawsuit. The other way it could have gone is to say, okay, you say that, but come on, man, we need some, are you going to be fair?
Yeah.
And the NCAA wink-wink says, yes, we're going to be fair, like three games seem fair, or five games seem fair, or whatever. So to me, the key question here is Memphis coming back, is James Wiseman coming back without any sense of what the punishment is? That they weren't willing to talk about it until he drops the lawsuit, or are they coming back with a clear sense of what the settlement is, or are they coming back with some vague understanding that the circumstances are different, but we're not going to tell you the punishment. I honestly don't know the answer to that. What Jay Billis suggested was more on the NCAA favor here.
My presumption would be James would not have withdrawn this lawsuit if there were not some type of agreement. I think we would have gone into the situation that Jonah described earlier, where you're going into the court case on Monday, and this is just going in. This is probably, let's be honest, this would have lasted throughout the season. I think the fact that they withdrew the lawsuit suggests that some type of agreement was reached.
All right. We're going to take another break. We'll take some more calls. We'll be back to talk about this more in a moment. It's Jeff Gawkins, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm going to help you today. I'm going to do that by telling you it's not too early to book parties for the holidays at Bounty on Broad. Don't put it off until the last minute when you'll be scrounging around just to find a place. Bounty is a beautiful space with incredible food and can accommodate parties from 10 to 200 people. And here's the other thing you should know about Bounty. One reason the food is so delicious is that it's locally sourced. Bounty gets cheeses from Bonnie Blue Farms, beef from Home Place Pastures, and fresh produce from Old World Farms and Hannah Farms. And the folks from Bounty asked me to mention those small farms specifically because they're serious about supporting local farms to create a sustainable food community. Bounty on Broad is located at 2519 Broad Avenue. The website is bountyonbroad.com. Or just give them a call at 901-410-8131. That's 901-410-8131. And book your holiday party before everybody else.
Computer systems in cars are the new normal, from electronically controlled transmissions to touchscreen displays to dozens of sensors. But all this advanced tech is expensive to fix if and when it breaks. And I had that problem a few months ago. My car went dead. It turns out just needed a simple reset of the computer chip, but the process took forever. And that's why I have CarShield, because CarShield makes auto protection super easy. They have affordable protection plans that can save you thousands for a covered repair, including computers, GPS, electronics, and more. You get to choose your plan and your favorite mechanic or dealership to do the work, and CarShield
Car Shield takes care of the rest. They also offer 24/7 roadside assistance and a rental car while yours is being fixed for free. Car Shield has helped over 1 million customers, so drive with confidence knowing you've got coverage from America's number one auto protection provider. Whether you have 5,000 miles or 150,000 miles on your vehicle, it's inevitable something will break. So get covered by Car Shield today. Call 800-CAR-6000. Mention the code Doyle, that's D-O-Y-L-E, or visit carshield.com and use code Doyle to save 10%. That's carshield.com, code Doyle. A deductible may apply.
This is Gary Parrish, host of the Gary Parrish Show for the 8th straight year. Can you believe that? We've been doing this show for 8 years, and the very first company who ever advertised on the show was Cooper Systems. They've never left, and I'll owe Lee and Lauren Cooper forever for that. Anyway, I'm assuming by now you know the basics about Cooper Systems. You need a computer, that's your spot. You need computer repair, that's your spot. But did you know Cooper Systems also offers business networking and IT services for small to medium-sized businesses? It's true, they do. So if your network or server is not performing as well as it should, call Cooper Systems. They can design and troubleshoot your network or server, configure your firewall for maximum security, and improve your wireless network. They can get a certified network engineer out to your site and get you running smoothly again. So remember, if you need servers, business class workstations, routers, firewalls, laptops, desktops, Microsoft software licensing, Apple products, virus removal, anything, Cooper Systems is your spot. That is Cooper Systems in the Mount Moriah Office Park, 360-9679 on the web, coopersystems.com.
Hey Memphis, this is Brian Reed, president of Best Care Plumbing, Heating, and Air. Old Man Winter is knocking on the door. Make sure your furnace is ready. Right now, get a furnace tune-up for $49, and if you know it's time for a new one, we can install a high-efficiency Trane system for as little as $130 a month. Call us today for an appointment, 624-1401. That's 624-1401. When it comes to your comfort, you deserve the best.
You deserve the best. Best Care Home Services.
This is Gary Parrish, and I've been telling you about James Davis for years. One of the best clothing stores in the United States of America. It's where I get my suits for television work with CBS Sports. It's also where I get my custom-made Stant shirts. And now, it's where I get my custom-made Stant pants because, yes, James Davis now has custom-made Stant pants. And here to tell us about them is Rob Joyner from James Davis.
Gary, we've been talking for months about Stant custom shirts. Three measurements, 150 try-ons for the perfect fit shirt. Now, Stant and James Davis have the perfect fit pant. Three measurements, 90 try-ons, and done. Custom fit. We can adjust waist, seat, pant, leg for the most comfortable and best-fitting pant on the planet. You choose five-pocket, jean-style, dress pant, many, many fabrics. It's amazing. You have to try a pair to believe it. Starting at $168 and a two-week delivery.
Trust me, you'll love these pants when you get these pants. We have one of the best clothing stores in the country right here in Memphis. You'd be a fool not to take advantage of it. It's James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center on the web, jamesdavisstore.com.
A heart in my Tasty Honey Nut Cheerios? Cereal, you trying to tell me you love me?
Actually, it's reminding you that it can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
Wait! They can help lower cholesterol? I've been so focused on the sweet, tasty taste that I completely forgot. Now I'm in love.
Learn more about making Honey Nut Cheerios part of your heart-healthy lifestyle by picking up a box at your local grocery store.
Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed. Proud sponsor of Radio.com Sports.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs. Waiting on something to happen. I just said... That's right.
And all these partners look fly today. And all we want to do is get by today. Hey, we're going to have a good day.
Wow. Exciting day. Let's get to the one story you've been waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting for.
And by the way, speaking of the Memphis Law School today, and I actually asked if I could get out of it so I could write a column about this, because the law, I'm speaking at noon. They've already ordered like $350 of Chick-fil-A, and there's 50 students coming. I think I have to speak to the law school, don't I? $350 of Chick-fil-A? I pretty much have to, right?
I think so. I mean, listen, I'm not going to tell you what to do one way or the other, but I think you have a responsibility.
Yep. So the Daily Memphis is going to have to wait because I'm giving a talk. But I will write a column about this. Listen, I made more calls there in the interim. Nobody knows exactly. I haven't seen exactly what the penalty is. I will be stunned if it hadn't been decided. And I don't know that we're going to find out today. We will find out. It may be a news dump tomorrow at 4 o'clock, right?
It's certainly possible, but it could also be like the Chase Young situation in which Chase Young was facing a four-game suspension. He applied for reinstatement, I believe, last Friday is when, because he was ruled ineligible, he applied for reinstatement, and we didn't find out till yesterday. So it's entirely possible.
It doesn't mean we're going to get this today, ladies and gentlemen. We could get this whenever. And the truth of the matter is, we will never know if what Memphis did was smart or not. And I'll tell you what. Let's say the penalty is substantial, okay?
How do you define substantial?
Let's say the penalty is, I'll give you this. Let's say the penalty is 8 games.
Okay.
And forfeit the two games he played in.
Okay, so that means last week against Illinois-Chicago and then against...
Illinois-Chicago and South Carolina State. Okay? Forfeit those two wins, and then 8 games he sits out.
All right.
Misses Tennessee, misses Ole Miss, whatever. So let's just say that's what it does, okay? You're like, ooh, he should have just applied for reinstatement. Like, and taken the 8 or 9 games that he would have gotten, like the BYU kid, and not forfeit those two games. In the end, bucking the NBA, bit him in the ass, right? The problem is this. You don't know what would have happened to him, what was behind door number 3 had
exactly.
they not done it. In other words, it's possible that you only got that because of the lawsuit. It's possible that with James Wiseman, that they were willing to hold him out all year. You just don't know. So I don't think – here's what I believe. He will get a substantial penalty, but we will never be able to judge completely whether – it was prudent or not for them to file this lawsuit because we won't ever know what was going to happen otherwise. I think it will. The NCAA needs is two things. They need it to, they don't want to encourage other people to file lawsuits. So they needed James Wiseman to withdraw his lawsuit, right?
Yes, they do not need this to become a regular. Yes.
And they need it to look like you paid a penalty.
Correct.
I think it's why they need you to forfeit those games.
I'm fine with that conclusion. Because in the end, I understand.
I think they will hold out till you forfeit those games.
I understand how fans view it through a specific prism. And I cannot believe I'm about to do this, but I'm about to at least somewhat take the...
I'm not taking their side. I'm just saying this is what they will be interested in
doing.
Well,
their responsibility is it's not just the student-athlete. It's trying to, quote-unquote, create a fair playing field for all 355 other.
We should stop now.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But you see what I'm saying?
But they very clearly, as a organization that bullies people and that needs to enforce its rules, they need to. It's like it's why do you if you're the guy who stands in front of the tank at Tiananmen Square. I don't mean to equate the two. You've got to kill him, right? If you're China, because you're China, for God's sakes. We don't let our.
The Empire blew up Alderaan.
We don't let people. Exactly. It's why the Empire blew up Alderaan.
Right.
We can't have the Alderaanians.
They're fine people. They were.
And so what they need is for Memphis. And by the way, we're thinking this out loud.
Yeah.
5 minutes ago, I wasn't saying this. I now think they will forfeit those two games because I think the NCAA will need. We'll stick to their guns about that. They're going to need to tell other people you can't play people without penalty. And look at the University of Memphis. Here was the penalty. Now, maybe it's possible.
How do you calculate a law of forfeit in the net rating?
Well, that's the problem. And it's also possible that they'll say, listen, you forfeit those two. We will, instead of giving James the 16 we were going to give him, we'll give him 8. And so you'll get those two back on the backside, right? Like that. It could be. And it'll look bad. It'll look, looks like a forfeiture. But this way they can hold it up to their membership and say, don't you do this again. Look what happened to Memphis. right?
Yes, it's an example, if you will.
Yes, even if it isn't, even if in fact
it's a head on a spike.
Memphis was, it's a head on a spike, and we don't know. Again, we won't know because it's very possible that it's that they only are getting what they got because they filed the lawsuit. So here you are, and again, the statement from the University of Memphis said that they have been assured that the NCAA understands the unique nature of this case. And read that for what it will be. James will almost certainly not be playing Saturday. That's fair to say.
Oh, yeah. No, I mean,
we're not going to see him again for a while.
They have ruled him ineligible, and therefore they're now beginning the process of reinstatement. So there's no way he's, in my opinion, reinstated.
Let's go to Twitter
until at least
Stumpbuster Esquire. NCAA probably just wants this to appear like a normal process is occurring rather than being sued and forced to settle. Would expect next week. That seems reasonable. I can totally imagine that. We basically said that. That's why they needed you to drop this lawsuit before they're doing anything, because they need to keep the, what are they, Alderonians in line?
Alderonians.
Right? Yeah, they need to keep them in line. Here's C. Parker. All posturing by the NCAA. They say publicly can't reach a deal till lawsuit goes away to make it appear lawsuit played no part and they were going to reach a fair deal anyway. Helps them try to temper future suits by others, they hope. Very clear. That's what's happening here, right? They need you to drop that lawsuit without condition, even if you actually have conditions. Wouldn't that make sense? Yes. Brad Bowden. Lawyer said on your show Monday it was crazy to plead guilty without knowing the punishment, so I feel like they have reached a settlement. I think that is likely true.
Fair point.
That is what Fishman said. Big Balls Ballin, who's not the official account of Leslie Ballin, but seems to be Leslie Ballin, has a parody account.
Is that the sign of the new age sign of that you've made it?
They said, as part of my agreement with corrupt NCAA, secured a spot on the Memphis basketball roster for Jamie Wismane, an exchange student from the Dominican Republic.
Mm.
And they're going to have him in a mustache.
Uh-huh.
And Jamie Wismane mm-hmm. is going to be exchange student. Is going to be playing for the University of Memphis, et cetera. On and on and on. So very clearly, they need, that's exactly what happened. They needed the University of Memphis. They needed Wiseman to drop the lawsuit, so it looks like you can't sue them. I think by that same token, they will need to extract their pound of flesh in those two games forfeited. Here's my further question. Will those two games forfeited keep Memphis out of the NCAA tournament?
No, I do not believe so.
Will they have to win the conference tournament in order to go to the NCAA tournament?
No, I do not believe so. I think their resume will be good enough, and I think also do not discount the factor the NCAA tournament is a television event.
I will be talking to the University of Memphis law students about this, and I'll be writing something about it shortly, but I'm not exactly sure when because I got to eat Chick-fil-A and talk about it. But you can read me at the Daily Memphian, Drew Hill at the Daily Memphian as well. Keep up to date with this as it all unfolds. It appears we have a resolution. We just don't know what it is yet. On the James Wiseman situation. Apologies to Steve White and to all of you, because Steve is awesome, and I missed him today, but the breaking news required us to leave and also to cut Chris Harrington short. More coverage throughout the day, of course. Don't turn that dial. It's the Jeff Gawkins Show, but we got to get out of here. We're done.
Celebrating a decade as Memphis at America's very best. This is WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, a radio.com sports station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
This is Gary Parrish reminding you that the only place to get world championship barbecue in the Memphis area is at Memphis Barbecue Company, which is owned by Melissa Cookston, the 8-time world champion, first woman ever inducted into the Barbecue Hall of Fame. It's great for lunch or dinner, and if you need catering, they can handle that too. Just order online at memphisbbqco.com. Melissa is so respected, she's been invited to cook at the James Beard House in NYC on November 2nd. That's one of the most prestigious honors a chef can receive. So if you're looking for great barbecue, you know where to go. Memphis Barbecue Company on the web, memphisbbqco.com.
Remember the first time you gathered the courage to ride the beast, climbing the stairs as it roared by, filled with anticipation, and one last chance to turn back? In life, obstacles can stop you in your tracks. But with a bank like First Horizon behind you, with a deeper understanding of your path, you'll be amazed at your ability to rise above. See for yourself at First Horizon, the new face of First Tennessee, where understanding runs deep. Visit firsthorizon.com/leap.
Want your roof done right?
Well, yeah.
Then call the A-Team, 901-605-ROOF. A-Team roofers are licensed contractors and doesn't cut corners. We have on-site supervisors, and we only hire and train the best.
I pity the fool that doesn't check out our online reviews.
A-TeamRoofers.com.
Hey, if Memphis takes the 2020 College Basketball Championship, every bet you make at the Fitz between November 1st and tip-off April 6th is a winning bet. Luck lives here. See Sportsbook for details. Must be 21 to gamble. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Hey, everybody. This is Coach Penny Hardaway. When I want to throw a party for friends or family, I want it to be a taste of Memphis, and that means Corky's Barbecue. Order online or call ahead and pick up at their speedy drive-thru. And be sure to tell them that Penny sent you.
It all starts with just one thing. To save water in the bathroom, install a low-flow showerhead, and when brushing your teeth or shaving, turn the water off and only use it to rinse when necessary. Find tips and more at onethingus.com. What's your one thing?
Hey, I'm Archie, a service tech at Pep Boys. You know, with changing weather and shorter days, you really need reliable brakes. So stop in and have them checked by one of our pros. Your safety's important to us. That's why Pep Boys installs long-lasting Wagner brakes for your car, pickup, or SUV.
And right now at Pep Boys, save up to $60 on a Wagner Premium Brake Service Package. Plus, get a $50 Visa card by mail when you open a new Pep Boys credit card. Up to $60 per axle after mail-in rebate. Credit card subject to credit approval. Detail.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.